Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The day after Iraq's prime minister declared an end to the Islamic State's caliphate, U.S. Army Colonel Pat Work and a small team of about a dozen soldiers drove through western Mosul in two unmarked armored vehicles, warning Iraqi forces of a pressing threat, simply friendly fire. American troops are taking on an increasingly prominent role in the fight. Colonel Work is a U.S. military advisor in Mosul.
I tell people that we're advisors first all the time. What we really try to do is help them think through the problem, help them see the enemy, help them see themselves, help them make good decisions with the resources that they have so that they can dominate ISIS at the point of decision. On the other hand, we also provide them assistance. And the assistance is often intelligence sharing, intelligence analytics, lethal fires that you see playing out behind us here so that they can dominate in close combat and continue to advance.
Gains in the old city bringing Iraqi troops closer to victory against ISIL in Mosul have also meant the three branches of the country's security forces are now fighting in closer quarters than ever before. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave Hong Kong a stern warning as he oversaw the swearing-in ceremony of the city's new leader, Carrie Lam, telling its residents that Beijing will not tolerate attempts to challenge its authority. The warning came even as Xi tried to adopt a softer tone in a speech to mark 20 years since the former British colony's return to China. A man has been charged with the abduction of a Chinese student who was attending a U.S. college. 26-year-old Yingying Zhang was abducted June 9th. Court documents reveal the alleged abductor visited a forum on the fetish website entitled Abduction 101. This is VOA News. World leaders from past and present gathered in the French city of Strasbourg to honor the late former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who was credited with forging the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990. Kohl, who died on the 16th of June at the age of 87, is the first national leader to be honored with a ceremony at the European Parliament seat in Strasbourg. Several world leaders, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Theresa May, attended. Merkel, who served with Kohl as a minister in the 1990s, said she had plenty of stories to tell about him, but all that paled in comparison to his life's achievements. Kohl served for 16 years as German Chancellor, presiding over West Germany from 1982 to 1990, and serving as the first Chancellor of the reunified Germany from 1990 to 1998. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is warning that the humanitarian situation in South Sudan, that is, remains catastrophic, even though the country is no longer classified as being the state of famine. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the Red Cross in Geneva.
The South Sudanese government and the United Nations declared on June 21st that the famine that had struck parts of Unity State is over. The International Red Cross Federation warns, however, against complacency. The head of the agency's office in South Sudan, Michael Charles, says the situation remains precarious, although famine conditions are no longer present.
We have over 1.7 million people that are at the brink of famine. And really, you know, the lifting of the famine vis-a-vis the emergency phase of food insecurity is very blurry in the eyes of the people that are affected.
Charles says efforts by aid agencies have managed to lift South Sudan out of famine, but he warns that another man-made disaster brought on by conflict could occur if peace efforts make no progress. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump spoke to a gathering here in Washington hosted by the First Baptist Church of Dallas. It was announced Mr. Trump delivered a powerful address honoring our veterans in the country. The church said hundreds of veterans from the Washington area attended the event, including wounded veterans. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has returned to Jakarta, the Indonesian city that he called home for part of his childhood, there to deliver the keynote speech at the 4th Congress of Indonesian Diaspora. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.